It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we cover the very latest in property news. Of course, we do that every morning on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, as well as Amazon. And Wednesday, gotta love the short working week, middle of the working week, the 3rd of April today. And if you are a first home buyer, listen up, we've got some great must listen to information coming up. And we're going to be looking at some of the regional areas where you can still buy and move to at what you could call a reasonable price. It's all about the affordability areas that haven't run away as much as other cities and regional hotspots in their median home pricing. So joining us to unveil, look under the hood, as it were, is PRD Chief Economist Asti Mari Asmo. And good morning to you, Asti. Did you enjoy your Easter break?
It was definitely enjoyable. And yes, I did binge watch Grey's Anatomy. It was actually in the season where COVID hit, so April 2020. In a lot of ways, I felt like I was almost watching a historical documentary or something, you know, like going back to that time where they all had to wear PPEs and then all the masks and the distancing and the isolation. And do you still remember those times?
It's funny you should say that, because we were just talking about that over the Easter break, about it's almost like it's in the history books, like it's further back in our minds. Oh, do you remember that?
Exactly. And as I was watching it, I felt like I was reliving history, you know, and just seeing how, you know, no one could be with patients in the hospitals and all of the sanitizing and all that kind of stuff. It felt like it was another time. And I was watching something that had happened quite a long time ago, until you sort of realize, my goodness, that was 4 years ago. Mm. It's not that long.
Well, the scary thing is that Dr. Anthony Fauci is saying that we need to brace ourselves, because there is more than likely something that is going to turn up that is going to be even more infectious, more death will hit us in the future. And he's talking, you know, within the next handful of years.
Oh, my goodness. So we need to brace ourselves for another black swan sort of event, which means that probably now is the better time to get into a property.
Indeed, yes. Affordable regional areas. So just tell us the genesis of this, this report that you've done.
So this particular report, it's one of my favorites, because it gives everyone a much better overview of the whole country. A lot of the times we hear about the capital cities, you know, like Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Hobart, Perth, and not so much about what is happening in other places, so the regional areas. And this particular report, we looked at every single local council in Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria, and Tasmania. And we ran the data for their house prices, for their rental yield, their vacancy rate, economic growth, unemployment rate, the amount of projects that are coming into the area, the amount of new stock that is coming into the area. So we ran those data points for every single one of the local councils. And, you know, we basically nominated some of the places that does tick all of those boxes.
Yeah. And as I said, I mean, it's a great one for first home buyers. So let's kick into your affordable regional areas report. And first off, we are in Queensland, in Toowoomba, a regional city of west of Queensland, known for its Victoria-era buildings, street art, gardens, and the surrounding national parks. Toowoomba, I understand, recorded a five-year population growth of 15.8%. That is great news. What else can you tell us for our first home buyers?
Well, many people will also know Toowoomba as the flower city. It's definitely a great place to live. I visited Toowoomba quite a lot. It's about an hour and a half drive from Brisbane, depending on which way that you take it. Prices are still around that $500,000, $550,000 for a house. You get really good rental returns, 5% rental returns, vacancy rate at 0.9%. All of those type of things is the places that you're looking for as a first home buyer. And 10-year growth of about 67.2%, that's really great as well. And median prices grew by about 10.9% in the past 12 months. So this is definitely an up-and-coming regional area. We've seen growth in the past 12 months and 10 years. A lot of the times we don't see that because of the higher cash rates, etc. So definitely this is a gem when it comes to Queensland.
Actually, I just wanted to ask you, having a look at the 10 areas, I note that you didn't have Hervey Bay in there. It's got to be pushing, I would think, for just in terms of affordability.
Yes. So that's another great point, is that we're not just looking for places that does have the affordability. So they also have to have had some good growth in the past year, 10 years growth as well, because we want that short term and long term growth. And then also having that higher rental yield than the capital city, which of course for Queensland is Brisbane. And not only that, also looking at the projects that are coming into the area and the amount of total new stock that is coming into the area. So, you know, you might know of a local council or an area, like for example, Hervey Bay, that does do well in the affordability criteria, but it may not do so well, or it can't tick the box in all of the other criterias that we put forward.
Okay, all right. So that is Asti Mardiasmo. She is giving us the breakdown of the affordable regional areas. When we come back, we will have a look at the all-familiar Mackay area as well as Townsville, and we'll do that after this.
Don't navigate the real estate market alone. Let us help guide you in the world of real estate every day. Make better informed decisions with the latest news and insights.
Well, we've talked about the investors flocking back into the housing market as the dream of owning a home becomes more distant for many Australians. Lending to landlords has surged by nearly 20% in the past year, with almost 40% of new mortgages going to investors. Now think about that. Nearly 40% of all new mortgages going to investors. That is almost 4 out of 10 people taking out a mortgage are now landlords. Rising house prices, population growth, of course, and increased rental demand are driving this trend, while CoreLogic data shows that continued price hikes up to 10.2% since January of 2023. And there are a lot of landlords who have grown their portfolios substantially since COVID, and that number certainly doesn't help you if you're a first home buyer.
Ready to step up your property knowledge? Access powerful insights with us.
And it is a Real Estate Wednesday. Yes, Wednesday today, not Tuesday. The week, short week, is racing past, and we are with Asti Mardiasmo as we break down some of these regional spots for our first home buyers. Now, we have talked about Mackay in the past before. It is in North Queensland. Mackay has recorded an unemployment rate of 3.7%. Now, that's pretty impressive, because that is sitting below the Australian average of 4.1%, there is local job growth. It's a pretty buoyant economy at the moment, Asti.
Well, Mackay is a returning champion. So we had Mackay in the Roaring Regions report for 2023, and then now the second time around for Roaring Regions 2024. So, you know, definitely an area to go to.
Yeah, so go Mackay. Now let's go further north and to Townsville. And once again, unemployment rate of 2.5%, remaining pretty stable. This is another area, Asti, that people are moving to.
It definitely is. So Townsville have had a 3.2% five-year population growth in the past 5 years, which is really good. Not as many people moving to Townsville compared to, say, Toowoomba or Mackay, but definitely you are having more people going to Townsville now. And we have definitely seen some really good growth in the market. So 5% in the past 12 months, 16.4% in the past 10 years. And if you look at it from an investment perspective, it's 5% of rental yield and 1.3% for vacancy rate. So all of that does contribute to Townsville being in this particular report. And out of the three, so compared to Toowoomba, Mackay and Townsville, Townsville is the most affordable out of the three with $420K for median house price.
Now, first home buyers, of course, they're going to be listening to you this morning and they might just start to look up some of these spots. So dependent, of course, on the affordability, which is in the lane that they're looking at.
Definitely is. I mean, something that we've introduced this particular for this report this year is the price difference to Brisbane. And it is quite significant. So Townsville, for example, at $420K, it's half of the Brisbane median house price. I mean, Brisbane's median house price is $825K, whereas Townsville is $420K. So, you know, Mackay is 43% lower and Toowoomba is 33% less.
All right, well, let's change states right now and head to New South Wales and to Dubbo. Never been to Dubbo before. It's got a population, if you were wondering, just over 74,000 people. In fact, that was back in 2021, which is representing almost a 30% growth in the last 5 years. So how attractive is this for first-home buyers, Asti?
It's very attractive. I mean, you know, you're not the first one to tell me that you haven't heard about Dubbo or haven't been to Dubbo. That's one of the reasons why we put this report out, is to let people know that there is definitely other opportunities and other alternative area in the regionals area. And Dubbo, 530 median house price, that is about 67% less than Sydney, because Sydney's median house price is 1.5 million now. So definitely much more attractive. We do have a price growth of 11.6% in the past year, and we do have quite a lot of projects coming into the area, about $4.7 billion. So that will definitely stimulate the economy even more, and now's the time to enter.
Okay, so that is Dubbo. Let's go to Griffith, which is located west of Sydney and northwest of Canberra. It is well known for its prime produce production. It also has a strong Italian heritage and also recognised for wine cultivation. So there's a real mixture there.
It definitely is, isn't there? Like whenever I read the descriptions of what these places are known for, we have such a rich areas of, you know, potentials for everyone to buy and invest in. Now, Griffith, like Dubbo, it has a median house prices of about that 530. There is definitely stronger growth in Griffith, though, 104% over the past 10 years. In terms of rental yield, 5%. Vacancy rates is really low at 0.6%, which means that if you are an investor, your property will be rented for much, much quicker. Unemployment rate, really impressive, 2.0%. So it's definitely a growing economy.
All right. So that is Asti sort of breaking down half of the report. And we're going to get Asti back in probably about a week's time. So we've covered today Griffith, Dubbo, Townsville, Mackay and Toowoomba. So, yeah, we'll get you back in about a week's time.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Navigate the world of real estate like a pro with expert insights, opinions and trends to up your game and knowledge when buying your next property. We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia. The Real Estate Podcast.